worked as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions, and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, managers, or advertisers on the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine, thank you, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day. The sun's shining here. It's just brisk outside. A beautiful spring day. The buds are beginning to come out. It's really an exciting time. We're just so fortunate to live at this time. Tell us what's happening as far as the gold and silver business is concerned.
Well, we certainly have seen gold steadying out here in this 900 level, 920 level, and we're seeing it building a pretty strong base at these levels. And, you know, there's still talks of it, you know, breaking 900, but people need to remember that they need to purchase gold and silver to preserve their purchasing power. And we're certainly looking at a dip here, as it has dipped below from the higher level of 1,000. And anytime we see it come down to this level is a good time for purchasing. And the same way with silver, you know, silver has seen a pretty tough time, but we expect it to follow gold here in the near future. So the important thing is when you're purchasing gold and silver is that you purchase what's suitable for you. There's various coins out there, and each coin has a purpose, and that's the key to owning coins and protecting your wealth, is by purchasing what's right for each person. Everyone differs, but we had gold up today a couple dollars today at 919, and silver was down just a little bit today, still hovering around that $13 level, though. And we did see some weakness in the dollar, so we did see that strength. And, of course, the equity markets were also a little bit stronger today, too.
By equity, you're talking about the stock market?
The stock market, yes.
Okay, what happened? Because I tuned in early this morning. They were down. Did they bring it back up again?
Yes, they did. They did bring it. It was up 86 points. Closing up just a little over 7,600, so they were all up a little over 1%, and I guess the Nasdaq did about the best. It was up almost 2%. But
well, I think that people have to understand that we do have something called the Working Group on Financial Markets. It manipulates the stock market, and we are never allowed to know what this very elite group does. They know what's going to happen to the stock market. They can make out like Band-Aids. And if you don't think people in the government work to actually increase their own wealth, why, you're incredibly naive. Well, what about the sales? Are sales holding up pretty well?
You know, it's interesting because after we had the big pop in gold that one day of $60, it just seemed to, like, scare everyone. And I think everybody waited for gold to settle down. And we've certainly seen buying pick up again the past couple of days. And, of course, we're heading into a new month. And I believe March, a lot of people are concentrating on their taxes, and we seem to be past that hump, although we still have a couple of weeks until the taxes are actually due. So people are still concerned with what's going on there. You know, they hear the discussions at the U.S. dollar. There's countries that no longer want the dollar to be the world reserve currency. There's a lot of discussions with using gold as part of the basket of currencies to stabilize all these world fiat currencies. And so it is prompting them to take a little closer look at what they're currently having, what their retirement is. So the key thing, again, is they want to preserve what they have.
Well, I think this is certainly common among all people. People work very, very hard to accumulate a certain amount of wealth without realizing, of course, there is no wealth in paper money. It can be created certainly out of nothing, and it can be destroyed just as easily as it was created. And this is the big problem we face today. Most people don't understand. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and Melody does help Radio Liberty, and we appreciate her help, and we like to have her on once a month so that our listeners can hear what she has to say. But we are living in really extraordinary times as far as our the financial future of our country is concerned. The meetings of the 20 leading nations are meeting over in Europe at the present time. Barack Obama has gone over with an entourage of about 500 people. And of course, everybody's waiting to hear what he has to say. But I think what we're finding is that more and more of the countries of the world are saying, look, the Americans got us into this mess. And we're not going to follow their lead. They want us, of course, to spend ourselves into oblivion, try to buy our way out of the mess we're in. And we want everybody to inflate their own currency and destroy its value. And my understanding is, Melody, that most of the countries throughout the world are saying, we're not going to go along with the American agenda any longer. What are you hearing?
Well, you do hear the rumblings of that. They want things fixed, and a lot of them have acknowledged that the unlimited amount of printing of these fiat currencies is certainly down a road of direction in which you do not want to go, and they're resisting printing any more money. So there have been a couple of heads of states that have said, enough is enough, and I'm not going to print any more money. So, of course, that puts them in a position, but someone's got to take the stand and say enough is enough, because none of the problems that any of these countries, what our country has, can be fixed until someone says enough is enough. Let's get to the real problem and let things fall where they may fall so we may pick up the pieces and continue. And I guess I glanced at an article. I didn't have an opportunity to read the complete, where I believe China and Argentina is making an agreement to which they will use currency swaps for their trading to eliminate the usage of the U.S. dollar. And I think we'll see a lot of that amongst various countries that no longer want to use the currency, just like what we've seen Iran do. They sell all their oil in euros. They made all their trading partners, the partners who bought their oil, they could no longer use the U.S. dollar. So I think you'll see more of that popping up around in various places. And, of course, the reason we went to war with Iraq is because he began to sell his oil in euros and eliminated the dollar, and I believe that was why there was a lot of tension, or is a lot of tension, with Iran, because they did the same thing.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom, and we were just talking about the stability of the dollar. That countries throughout the world, for instance, Iran, Venezuela, other countries, even over in Saudi Arabia, sometimes they are selling their oil in other currencies. And there are people more and more saying, we don't want dollars because you're destroying it. You're creating all these new dollars. You're spending trillions of dollars as if they were of no significance. And when you do that, you eventually destroy the value of the currency. And we don't want to be stuck with your currency when it's valueless. In fact, it was the premier of China just last week who referred to that, wanted to be absolutely certain that the American dollar was going to preserve its value. And we keep producing dollars. Every time you produce a dollar, you destroy the value of the other dollars. And when you start producing trillions of dollars, and this is what they're doing, I mean, if we came up with a basically with a, you know, a, a TARP bill. That was $700 billion. Actually, it was $850 billion. $150 billion of that was bribes for the congressmen who switched their votes. And then, of course, they came up with the stimulus bill. And then, of course, they came up with all sorts of money for AIG and Citigroup and Morgan Stanley. And I figured as of the November of last year, they put out about $7.5 trillion, certainly by this time. It's up over $10 or $11 trillion. Now we've got this $3.5 trillion budget, and now Mr. Geithner wants another couple of $1 trillion, and suddenly we passed a $787 billion bailout bill. $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about worthless money, because when you create that amount of money, you destroy the value of everybody's savings, their life savings. Would you like to comment on that, Melody? Because I think it's so vital for people to understand that the people in Washington, D.C. seem to be intent upon destroying the value of our currency. And what would that mean to the average individual?
Well, of course, as they destroy the value of the dollar, of course, it is destroying one's hard money that they worked for so long. And it's difficult anymore. We see prices rising. And any time you see the devaluation of a dollar, you see higher and higher prices. And it was interesting you mentioned the Obama's budget, because prior to the program, I was watching the local news and a commercial was run. It's the first time I saw any type of commercial to which they urged people to call their congressmen in order to support the Obama budget. And I've never seen a commercial like that, urging people if they want jobs, if they want a better future, if they, with all these promises that in order to achieve those, they would have to call Congress and approve, ask them to pass the Obama budget.
Well, I personally think that they ought to be calling and opposing the Obama budget, because
exactly.
What they're going to do, they talk about taxing the rich. Oh, my goodness, we're going to get those rich. What they're going to do is take the biggest tax out of the small people, because that's called inflation. That's the inflation tax. And by so doing, you destroy the value of everything they've worked for all their life. And nobody is talking about this. Our political leaders, our Republicans, may allude a little bit to the danger of inflation and responsible, but they did the same thing under George Bush, only George Bush was a piker next to Obama. I mean, George Bush's budgets were only a trillion and a half, maybe, but Obama's is $3.5 trillion plus the stimulus bill, plus the Geithner couple of $1 trillion. And where's the money coming from? He's talking about spending, hundreds of billions of dollars, to build up Afghanistan. I mean, is there any better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the currency?
I believe a lot of people that I speak to, I don't think really what they do understand is the amount of money that's being printed. They know there's an impact, and they know a consequence is coming. Perhaps they don't understand what that consequence might be. Perhaps they don't understand, the devaluation of the currency. Perhaps they don't understand the inflation, the full impact of it, and perhaps they can't put everything together. But they do know. But by this unlimited amount of printing, that Washington is out of control and that severe consequences are coming our way. And that is what motivates a lot of people, that they need to do something. And even when they call and ask for information about gold, many of them still, they're not sure why they want gold. It's kind of interesting, and it's fascinating to listen to people's stories and to see what prompted them to call. And for the listeners out there who speak to their family members and to the brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, it does reach them, because I've found that recently in the past, probably 6 months, many, many brothers and sisters are calling and saying, and they're helping one another purchase gold and silver to preserve their wealth. So after so many years of trying to let people know what is going on, it is finally hitting, and they're finally beginning to understand. So that is a good thing, and this is what programs like yours, Dr. Stan, this is it truly does help educate people and to where they can pass it on.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment, because I think it's vitally important that people understand that there's an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the people of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness to destroy the value of our currency. Of course, they're trying to get all the other countries to go along with this idea of just spend and spend and spend, and you spend enough money, oh, you're going to get out of the hole they've created. It's like digging a hole and then getting down in the hole and digging it deeper, trying to get out of the hole, and it's not going to work any more than fighting fire with gasoline is going to work. I mean, the reason we're in the problem we are today is because they have created all of this money out of absolutely nothing. They can turn on the printing presses and not even turn on the printing presses. They don't have to do it. Now it's all electronic. You simply put in those figures and they become money, and people think it has some real value. And as long as everybody believes it has value, it does. But what happens, of course, when the whole monetary system comes crashing down as it's doing today, and more people lose their jobs, and more people lose their homes, and more people lose their life savings and their pensions, and their stocks are down 50%, but they're waiting for them to come back again. And I got news, ladies and gentlemen, they're not coming back, and when they do, the money will be destroyed, and this is what happens in any country that turns its back on a solid monetary system. And we had one specified in the Constitution. They've never repealed the Constitution. It's simply that they don't teach this in our colleges anymore, and so people don't understand. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, what do you tell your people when they call in and ask you about gold and silver? What do you tell them as to why they should be investing in the products you sell?
Well, we talk about savings, and we talk about taking those fiat dollars that they're holding and putting it into real currency. And we talk that gold has no liabilities. It is a true currency. And I do believe 100% that gold will play a very important part in the future of not only our currencies, our economy around the world, and it will play a major role. I don't think we know how much or to what degree, but it will be all about gold. So we talk about how wealth has to be measured against something and the value of gold, and gold has always been a currency. And we talk about the differences between gold and silver and why I recommend 80% gold and 20% silver. And so we talk about the various coins, and we educate them on the various coins and what they do. And I try to listen to what they have to say, how much they really know, and what their investment objectives are. Even seasoned buyers who've been purchasing for a long time, sometimes they get into the mode of just purchasing one type of coin. And when you try to explain various things to them, they realize that they have the ability to expand into a different area of a coin, and it only enhances their portfolio of gold. So the key thing with gold is building like a foundation. You want to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean you can't diversify within your portfolio, but if you keep that thought, purchasing as much gold as possible for your dollars, it will keep you from being talked or being persuaded to buy like a rare coin, because it won't suit you for what you want your gold to do for you. Most people want to purchase gold to preserve their purchasing power.
All right, let's go to Laverne, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Laverne, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment that may lead to a question. Our money is sovereign. It has the picture of Abraham Lincoln on some bills. All our money is sovereign with pictures of our men who founded this country. It's more than just money. It's our
It may very well be our history, but what you have to understand is that there's no history, no instance in all history where a nation's gone into a paper currency with nothing behind it, where that paper has not eventually been destroyed in value. And one time, of course, maybe you can just paper your walls with it, have all those nice pictures of Benjamin Franklin, Andrew Jackson, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, but it has nothing to do with whether the currency will maintain its value.
Dr. Stan, is there any way to fix this before?
Yes, there is. There is for the American people to demand we return to a gold standard as specified in our Constitution, and you do away with the Federal Reserve System, and you point out that the international financiers are part of a conspiracy. They have been.
We've got our work cut out for
us. We sure do. This is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. You've got to go back and read the history. We carry a wonderful book called The Coming Battle, written in 1889 by Mr. Wahlberg, a lawyer. Talk about how the banks have been exploiting the people in the past. They're doing exactly the same thing today. They've got lots of money, but they're not lending it because they want this crisis.
The Coming Battle?
What's that?
Dr. Stan, do you carry the book?
We carry The Coming Battle. You call our 800 number. 1-800-544-8927, the book, The Coming Battle. We've got all sorts of books. We'll talk about it shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Laverne, did you have anything else you wanted to say? I guess we lost Laverne, so of course we'll be glad to, if she wants, we've got Tom calling in, if you're out there. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but people have to understand history, the history of money. And the fact that they're not only the bankers, of course, are trying to exploit the system, but they are deeply involved in the occult. And this is what everybody has missed. So certainly, Melody, you know, as you're talking to people and you try to get them to understand really that we have a fiat money system, do you think people really understand the significance of that concept?
I don't think so. Because when you look at our population of, you know, most of our lives we've dealt with paper. We've been conditioned and to use the paper. We've been conditioned to use the credit card. We've been conditioned to use the debit card. So yeah, there is a disconnect between what a fiat currency is based backed on, what the value, if it was backed by gold, but yet people still do relate to the value of gold. And they do understand that gold is an important part. And I believe eventually the gap will be crossed, and they will understand. But no, I think you know, unless you listen to programs like yours, no, I don't think the general population understands.
How about the people that call you and ask about gold? Do you think that they, at least that portion of the population is knowledgeable?
Well, they understand that when you print too much, it loses its value, and they understand that much. But I still think, you know, unless they're a seasoned buyer, but the new beginners, people who have this urge to protect their wealth, they know they have to do it through gold, but I still don't believe they understand having a currency that's actually backed by gold and the value of it, and how by not having a gold-backed currency, how it keeps the spending in check, how it keeps politicians in check. I don't think they quite grasp that as yet.
All right, fine. Well, I think we have Laverne back on the line here, and we'll take Laverne's call as soon as our producer passes her on through to us, and I think maybe she had another question. But I think that there's just so much out here that people don't understand, and this is why we stress these books that are so vitally important. So certainly, if Laverne is there, if our producer will pass her on over to us, why, we'll be glad to talk to her and answer any other questions that she has. But I think there are a lot of people out there that are looking for answers, and of course we could spend hours talking about the history of banking. We actually have a wonderful little pamphlet we put together called The History of Money. It takes it all the way back to ancient Greece and ancient Rome and what happened there. Anyway, I don't see any evidence of Laverne coming back on, so let's go to Tom, who's calling from Chicago. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Always a pleasure listening to you, Dr. Stan, and hearing Melody. You and I talked before, Melody, and just was wondering what your advice is to people like myself and my wife, where we took a big hit and taking our money out of our IRA rollovers to get a position in gold, and we had a dickens of a time purchasing it locally, and I imagine you had the same problem there in California, where the supply is not anywhere to be found. also in silver eagles and gold eagles.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, most people who are invested in the stock market have lost half of what they invested here. It's gone down that far. And, of course, it bounces up and down a little bit. But you have to understand it's all manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Markets. And if you don't understand what this is, the so-called Plunge Protection Team and the latest group that is allowed by law to manipulate the stock market for their own advantage and also to control our emotions. They don't want people to panic. They want them to sort of go along and think, oh, well, things are getting better today, and then things are getting worse tomorrow. It's all manipulating of reality. But we've got Tom calling from Chicago, who said that they'd taken quite a hit. They actually, he and his wife had taken their money out of their 401k and paid it off. And so, Tom, have you been having difficulty getting coins in your area?
Absolutely. That is a problem because of supply. And I'm sure Melody can tell us in more detail, but the premiums here in downtown Chicago are over $120 for a gold eagle, and on a silver eagle they're about $9.
All right, well, what do you think about the Melody? Tom's saying that the premium on a silver eagle, $9, a premium on a gold eagle. And for our listeners, these are minted by the U.S. government. They should be minted, of course, at cost. But they're getting $100. It sounds to me like they're really jacking the price up. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I think Tom needs to call me. But the difference between, like, a local dealer is yes, their inventories are restricted. They have a limited inventory because they obtain their items, their inventory, from the people who come in off the street or looking to sell maybe grandma's inheritance of so many coins. And they need the cash, and so they just want to walk in, take the cash, and walk out. Therefore, he has to keep that inventory in his display case for, you know, it could be a day, it could be a month, it could be 2 months. So you usually can't go to a local buyer or a local dealer and make any type of significant purchase. They usually cater to more of the hobbyist. You know, one who is coin collecting nickels and pennies and dimes and, you know, maybe a few gold coins here and a few gold coins there. So they're really not set up with large wholesalers like myself who deal nationally. And we deal more with investors than we do hobbyists. And so there's a big difference there. And on the same, when you go to sell your coins, if you purchase your coins from a local dealer like a coin shop, when you go to sell your coins, he's going to buy them at the same price he would from the person who walks in the street. Usually they're a lot lower than what the true market value is, or compared to what my price that I would pay, because I have the outlet and I have my buyers, my wholesalers, who will buy from me. So we can usually pay a lot more than those guys can also. So I said time and time again, you have to build a relationship with someone, because someday you will want to sell some of your gold. I believe there will be other investments, other opportunities in which you might want to sell some in the future, you know, depending what our future holds for us. But you will be selling some of it. Even in good economies, you want to own gold. And it's just that we're heading into a bad period of time. So as we progress, we want to hold more and more gold into our portfolios.
All right, Tom, does that answer your question? Because apparently there's no shortage as far as Melody is concerned.
Well, the only question I have is why, with the supply restriction, you see just recently I had scanned the market and the premiums were down to $50 or $60, and then they jacked back up again. Is there a reason for that, Melody?
Well, we did have a little tightness in supply. And we were about 3 to 4 weeks for delivery, like on 1 ounce gold eagles. We could lock in the price. I have several large buyers, and they do vary on their inventories. That has since softened a little bit. We're about a week to 2 weeks out on gold eagles and silver eagles. But so depending on any point in time, I believe the Treasury is holding back on delivery. I mean, they promised these allotments to the primary dealers, and they're not following through. They have these various reasons, and, you know, one reason, you know, and some of the reasons make sense, and some of them don't. You know, I think just not being able to keep up with demand. Here you have a market where it's the only department in the government that makes a profit, and yet they can't keep up with demand. So they eliminated any of the fractional gold pieces. You know, you can't buy quarter ounce, half ounce, or one-tenth ounce. They stopped making the buffalo, supposedly, because they can't keep up with demand. So
they can't keep up with demand, so they stopped. That doesn't make sense. Tom, have you ever read Alan Greenspan's essay on gold and freedom?
1966.
That is what everyone should read. Hang on there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. The Kootenai calling us from Chicago is Tom. Tom, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
No, I wanted to thank Melody very much and for her expertise and her insight.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
And I think, Tom, the most significant thing is there are an awful lot of sharks out there in the water. You want to be awful careful, and you don't want to be sure that they're coming after your blood. So, you know, just be very, very careful to deal with. But I would not have Melody on if I did not have trust in her integrity. Thanks very much for calling, Tom. Okay, we lost Tom, and, of course, our number again, which we'll give as soon as we bring all the other stations back on, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think it's very, very important that people begin to understand what this is all about. And this is one reason why we offer so much information to our ministry, trying to educate people. And basically, of course, we want them to understand the history of money. And that's why we have actually put together a pamphlet on the history of money. There's nothing new under the sun. They tried this in Venice back in the 13th and 1400s. They tried this in Florence in the 15 and 1600s. They tried this one at the time of the American Revolution back in 1775 up to about we financed the war with a fiat money, and it eventually became worthless as a continental. And, of course, they tried this in France in 1789. There's nothing new under the sun. Our leaders understand that. And that was, of course, the message of Alan Greenspan's essay, Gold and Freedom. Because he said, basically, if you want to maintain your wealth, it has to be in gold. And there is no way to maintain wealth without gold. The people who run the welfare state do not want you to have gold. They do not want you to have a means of maintaining your wealth. And our plea with people is begin to understand what's going on. You've been lied to in school. You've been lied to in college. You're being lied to by the people who control the mass media, because the mass media is controlled. And if you listen to Mr. Cramer, you listen to CNN and any of these other pundits, they are going to mislead you. You're going to have to get an education. And then they're going to have to help us educate others. And there may only be a small group that will survive what's coming down the line. But at least we hope that the people who listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis will be able to survive the terrible, terrible times that lie ahead. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we go on, Melody, would you like to go ahead and get out your telephone number, your website, and tell people why they want to give you a call?
Absolutely. Thank you. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And if they'd like to visit the website, it is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, trading.net. And when they give us a call, we try to find out a little bit of information, what they believe, what they see that's coming down, and you know what they've done to prepare. And we take an interest in everything that they've done, and then we try to put together a portfolio based not only on the information that I can provide, but also their investment objectives, how much they're looking to put into the market. We have many customers who want to, you know, protect and have a little bit of bartering or a little bit of smaller coins, and so we recommend what is best for that, what we feel is best, and I can always explain why it's best and why you would want to have one coin over another coin. And I take a very logic, simple approach when I make my recommendation on the various coins. And we always try to build a foundation first, and then each purchase and each time a customer adds to his portfolio, we build on that foundation, and then they can begin to bring in other types of coins, and so he can have a well-rounded portfolio. People seem to forget, and I think this is so important, they forget that this is still an investment. They listen to and they get a little bit anxious, and you know they want to buy all small pieces. Well, that's not always the best thing to do, because usually the smaller the coin, the more you're going to pay for your gold. So if you have a larger amount that you want to invest, you don't want to put it all into little coins. You got to remember this is still an investment, so you want to position yourself properly. And it's okay to have the smaller coins, but perhaps you don't want to have 100% of your money into the small coins. And that's what we do.
All right.
We really try to help people.
All right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. If you're out there across America listening to us, you have a question or comment. But, of course, the whole world financial system is collapsing. The automotive industry is collapsing. They can't sell their cars. Our major stores, the Gottschalks here in Santa Cruz, is closing down. And certainly it looks like, of course, Macy's is going to be closing down. Certainly Home Depot is closing many of their stores, although I think that probably many of them will stay open. But so many of the major corporations, Starbucks, Bucks, is actually closing 500 stores. Most of them are the ones they've opened most recently. But, I mean, how are you going to get people to pay $5 for a cup of coffee when they don't have a job? Don't mind putting it out there when they do have a job. But when they don't have a job, Starbucks is going to have to come up with alternatives, because they're now competing with McDonald's, which is selling, you know, special coffees there for $1, $1.25 for a cup. And so competition is going to force a lot of changes in our society. But what most people don't understand is there's an organized, orchestrated, planned effort to lower the living standards of the American people. It's all laid out in the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller. You can pull it down off the Internet. People of great wealth, like Stephen Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family, really want to lower your living standards. They want to redistribute wealth, not only within nations, but between nations. Get the Earth Charter. Understand it is the Mein Kampf. They've actually had the audacity to write this down. They figure the American people are just too dumb to understand. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, because we are living in the most amazing times of my life, and believe me, I've been around for a long time. But of course, it's amazing as you see this whole scenario begin to unfold. Well, Melody, certainly you're talking to our customers. They're telling you, you know, that they want to get something. They want to get some security. Are a lot of them frightened about what's happening?
Very much so. Very much so, because certainly we're entering a time of unknown. And so, you know, people are concerned. They don't know they don't know what to do. Many of them have frozen. And at the same time, we try to prepare, and we try to understand, we try to teach, and you know, we try to secure our food supplies, water supplies, and everything that we need. You know, we still have to live. I mean, we still have to live our lives. And so many have come to the point where, you know, they're almost scared to do things, and they don't know what decisions to make. And it is very difficult. They're afraid they're going to make the wrong decision, and they always want to make the right decision. And I don't think we're ever 100% right. There is no 100%, and we have to adapt. You know, if we, you know, misjudge or, you know, we just have to adapt and go on. But I think we're at a time where people do need to take control. And I'm a believer in getting out of the system. Not only do you not want to own paper, I don't believe in being part of the problem. And I believe by owning gold and silver, you can become somewhat independent financially. Maybe not somewhat, but maybe totally financially independent, or a very large part, by owning gold and silver. And I think that's very important. And but we, you know, we still need to continue to live and make decisions to the best of our ability. But education and learning helps people make a great decision or a better decision and an informed decision.
Well, people have forgotten it starting back about 1970. Why? You could still buy gold. Well, I guess, yeah, in 1970 you could still buy gold at $35 an ounce. Of course, gold coins, well, at $35 an ounce, the purchase then are worth over $25, $20 today. And I think they're only going to continue going up. And all the time the pundits are saying, oh, gold, terrible thing to do. You don't need that. What we want you to do is get into this mutual fund. Oh, the mutual funds, you get in, you hold your dollar cost average, and you watch it just simply collapse. But unfortunately, in fact, it was just today when one of the advisors from Morgan Stanley put it out on the Internet. You can actually pick this up if you want to. He told the people who subscribe to Morgan Stanley's advice, sell your mutual funds. Get out of your mutual funds because the income on the average stock, you know, it certainly has no relationship between the price of the stock and the earnings of the stock. These companies are not making sufficient money. The stocks are overpriced probably at least twice what they're really worth. And that really roiled the market this morning. That's why it fell, and that's why the plunge protection team came in and manipulated the stock market up so that people wouldn't panic, because it could have just continued right on down through 6,000. But they won't allow it to because, of course, they manipulate the market. But then they manipulate our reality as well. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295 if you have a question for Melody, because she certainly knows this business far better than I do. But I've been looking over her shoulder for a long period of time, and looking over the shoulder of the people who've been trying to point out that there's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the economy of the United States, to transfer our manufacturing and our jobs and our wealth to other countries. And when they tell people that, they sort of look at you with glass eyes, and that could never happen. But it is happening, isn't it, Melody?
Yes, it is, and it amazes me that they still think that, considering when anytime you try to call a service department for your credit card or anything else, you get somebody in India. And you certainly see all these jobs and factories moving overseas, and I guess they just think of it as the new world in which the media wants them to believe that it is not a planned an agenda, but it is. It is a planned agenda, and in which we will see continued losses of jobs and continue factories leaving, what is left of the manufacturing industry, continue to leave. Now we've talked about bankruptcy for GM for a very long time, and it was almost a taboo to say that perhaps they were thinking it even up to 2 months ago. But now they're readily acknowledging that there'll probably be some sort of a bankruptcy through the courts, or a planned bankruptcy, which, from what people said, really doesn't mean anything at all. And so it's not a bankruptcy like you see in the airlines, but that's probably what most people believe, that once they file bankruptcy that, you know, they'll be okay, but I don't think it'll work quite that way.
Well, what's really so interesting to me is all we hear about is the bankruptcy, possible bankruptcy of GM. Is the Obama administration going to bail them out? You know, we just got rid of the CEO of General Motors, and somehow that's going to make things different. People don't understand. the plan has always been to move General Motors overseas. And, of course, the money we're giving now is simply to bail out the union, which got strong ties to this whole establishment we talk about, the invisible government. And if you go into the background of who's in this invisible government, it's the labor leaders along with the people of great wealth and the bankers. If you want a list of the Trilateral Commission, and the labor leaders in the Trilateral Commission, right along with the people from J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, and, well, Morgan Stanley isn't the Trilateral Commission, I guess it's Citigroup. But Morgan Stanley's in the lower echelon, the Council on Foreign Relations. But you can go to augustreview.org. That's augustreview.org. And look at the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission. Could be .com, but I can't keep them all straight. But understand that General Motors is shifting its production to China, to Russia, and to Latin America. Isn't it interesting? We never talk about that in the control media today. It's only, are we going to give them more billions of dollars? And, of course, and we probably will, you know. But what we're doing is we're seeing the most massive transfer of wealth in all history. It's being transferred from the average people here in the United States to the elite. This is what it's really all about. Because General Motors, of course, has been always interlocked with what I would call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, certainly, you know, as we look and see what's happening as far as the economy, factories are still shutting down. 600,000 people lost their jobs last month. 600,000 people lost their jobs the month before that. 550,000 people lost their jobs the month before that. People are still losing their homes. The prices are still falling on homes all across America. And a lot of people think we've hit the bottom. Do you really think we've hit the bottom, Melody?
No, I don't think we have. And I think we have quite a ways to go. We can hit the bottom. They haven't addressed any of the problems. Printing the funds that they have, the way they're addressing the situation, they're not fixing anything. So until something is truly addressed in a manner that could truly turn something around, we won't hit bottom.
You know, I think one of the funniest things is how they keep talking about we're only going to tax the very, very wealthy. And yet, of course, they're going to be increasing the gasoline taxes and a lot of the other taxes. But the cruelest tax of all is the inflation tax. And while they say we're only going to tax the very wealthy, why, of course, what they're really doing is destroying the value of the currency of the average individual, and with that, of course, their savings and pension funds and everything, of course, they've worked so hard for. Well, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Maybe you're out there and you disagree. Maybe you think that things are really going to be great. Maybe you think that if we just spend enough money that we don't have and borrow enough money that we don't have and make ourselves totally dependent upon the rest of the world to finance us financially and military, that everything's going to work out all right. But, you know, the average person can't spend money that they don't have. How can the government do that, Melody?
I was thinking about, I wanted to mention to you also on this program, the government can't. One of my customers' sons is a banking consultant to one of the larger credit card companies. And he told me, he says his job is to review and consult with the plan that Geithner released as far as the banking programs and the funding. And he says the top banks, he told me the top banks, he says they all know it's not going to work. They all know it's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. He says some of the smaller banks, they really don't understand. He says, but all these big head guys, they know the program isn't going to work. And all they're doing is sitting back and trying to position themselves so they are hurt the least. And they're going to protect what they can protect. But he says they all know it's not going to work. So we're a far cry from the bottom until, you know, things, until the system is purged.
And of course,
we have a currency, we have a gold-backed currency.
And of course, I think it's really so almost humorous. Henry Paulson, who comes from Goldman Sachs, was making $40 million a year there as the president and gave up that job to take a job as Secretary of the Treasury for $180,000 a year. Gave up a job paying somewhere between $35 and $45 million a year. What an idealist to give up a job that paid that amount for a job that paid him only $180,000 a year. But then, of course, when he's Secretary of the Treasury and really controlling everything, he says, you know, these big banks are just too big to fall. We can't let AIG go down. So we begin pouring literally $180 billion to AIG. And what is AIG doing with their money? Why, they're giving it to Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs got $12.5 billion as a down payment as we transfer the wealth of the American people to the major banks. And I think that the J.P. Morgan Chase, there are only about five of them, but they all tie into this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Could that be why Henry Paulson gave up his $40 million a year job to take a paltry $180,000 a year? Do you think it, maybe it wasn't idealism and concern for America? What do you think, Melody?
Well, certainly no concern for America, that is for sure. And even when he was in there, he hired other, I believe it was from J.P. Morgan, one of the top guys. He paid him $95,000 to help him consult in some of these bailout plans. I mean, that was only reported once and then forgotten. But the taxpayers paid another head honcho from one of the big brokerage firms, banks, to, you know, to help continue to steal from the American taxpayer. And all this goes it just doesn't seem that any of those politicians in Washington, you just wonder.
Well, the thing is, there's no public outcry. We're concerned about the bonuses paid to the AIG executive. Why, you know, the AIG executive's got $160 million. What about the $12.5 billion we sent to Goldman Sachs and the similar amount, about $50 billion to American and foreign banks? Hardly a mention of that. They focus our attention on the things they want us to think about that aren't important. Well, Melody, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. If anyone has any questions, I'd be more than happy to help them. And it is certainly a time of unknown as we go down, and everybody tries to keep what they have. And that's even if I believe everything is relative. If gold goes to 3,000 or if gold goes to 5,000, I believe everything is relative, whether we're in an inflationary period or deflationary. I think gold is there to preserve, and those who own gold will be far better off than those who don't. And my number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And if anybody would like to email us, they can use our email from the website, or they can use discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people begin positioning themselves, because I think we're in some very, very difficult times that lie ahead. A lot of people like to think we're just about through this. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to come out. Mr. Obama is going to solve our problem. Mr. Obama is not going to solve our problem, because who provided the money? Mr. Obama had somewhere between $600 and $700 million for his candidacy, and we're told, oh, a lot of this came from little people. And we're never told about the big people who are putting in money. You and I are limited about the money we can put in, but not if you're Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. And Goldman Sachs was the second largest contributor to Barack Obama's election campaign. Little wonder, of course, he surrounded himself with people from the banking industry who, of course, are raping and pillaging the average American. And the average American has no idea what's going on, because, of course, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the other people who work for the establishment, who make fabulous salaries. I think Rush makes something like $40 million a year. And Rush is a great entertainer. He's a great communicaster. But he is not telling the American people what's really going on. Well, Melody, God bless you. Thank you very much for being with us. And we'll look forward to having you with us again one evening here real sometime soon. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. We do hope that you've enjoyed our interview with Melody Cederstrom, and we'd like to have her on once a month because we want to get you to begin making preparations for what lies ahead. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. We, of course, enjoy having Melody on because we're trying to get people to prepare for the very difficult times that are coming. Now, if you'd like to know the history of banking, certainly one of the excellent books we have is The Coming Battle, written back in 1889, I believe it was. 1889. Written by a lawyer at that time, trying to tell how the banks were going to take over control of our government. We have another book written in 1935. It's called The Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan, who did such a good job. She was hired by the money creators to write another book to give all the background on what had really happened. And do you know what they did with the book? They never published it. They paid her well. They had a copyright on it, and they never published it. Why? The last thing is they want you to know what's going on. Professor Quigley writes a very good section on international finance in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. What did they do with that book? They bought up the publisher and destroyed the place to the first half of the book. They did not want the American people to know the truth. We carry, of course, the book of the Creature from Jekyll Island, written by our good friend Ed Griffin. They have been able to disrupt this. It's probably the single best book available, other than the ones we've mentioned. But if I was only to get one book, I'd get the Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry Professor Sutton's The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, because it is a conspiracy, and it is not owned primarily by American banks. But you're never going to get that information. And then, of course, we carry the book Fiat Money, Inflation in France. We have the two pamphlets which we recommend to you, The History of Money and the Financial Meltdown. They're compilations of our pamphlets, pardon me, of our newsletters we put together. So remember, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We, of course, hope you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's secret societies that exist today, but of course today they even have websites, as you can actually learn more about them, but they never will tell you the truth. Everything is done to conceal what it's about. But of course, if you look at their logos, it's very obvious that they're hiding their Luciferian background in plain sight. Once you understand that, you can begin to see the 666. You can begin to see the upside down broken cross. You can see the rider on the white horse. They're all there, hidden in plain sight. And if you want the books written by the Luciferians, we carry those. There's a special division, The Lectures in Ancient Philosophy by Manly P. Hall, his book, The Secret Destiny of America, his book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, his book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, a compilation of everything he learned from a lifetime of work, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, where he tell you. They hide their emblems in plain sight. They're available. You have to remember the title and request them specifically. They are not in our catalog because we don't want people to think that we are actually recommending this, but we want to make it available to you. We want you to understand what's going on. We want you to understand the spiritual battle. We hope you want to get the DVDs, The Eye of the Phoenix, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, excellent DVDs. And then, of course, if you haven't made your preparations, if you haven't begun to lay in a supply of long-term food storage, or you got yourself a perky water filter, so then, in case we begin to get the loss of our normal availability to have water, you can purify water from a well or from a stream. And then, of course, if you'd like to lay in some of the health products which Barbara and I have on a regular basis, so we can keep going. I've been doing this, you know. I've never lost a day from the radio, I think, in 15 years because I couldn't come on. I've got a little cold, but we can always take care of it with antibiotic and with vitamin D. Seems to keep me going. You need to get all the information. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.